October 10, Living by the Golden Rule. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Luke 6:37. The duty of every Christian is plainly outlined in the words, Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke 6:37, 38, and 31. These are the principles that we shall do well to cherish. Let not those who themselves have sinned against God refuse to forgive a repentant sinner. Just as they deal with a fellow being who in spirit or in action has done wrong and has afterward repented, so God will deal with them for their defects of character. He who does not show mercy to his fellow men cannot expect to be shielded by the mercy of God. He himself is dependent on the mercy that God has enjoined him to exercise in seeking to restore every unsaved soul brought within the sphere of his influence. If he refuses to cultivate this divine grace, he himself will suffer the result of his neglect. We should remember that all make mistakes. Even men and women who have had years of experience sometimes err. But God does not cast them off because of their errors. To every erring son and daughter of Adam, he gives the privilege of another trial. The true follower of Jesus manifests a Christ-like spirit toward his erring brother. Instead of speaking in condemnation, he remembers the words, He which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. James 5:20. In the church militant, men will ever be in need of restoration from the results of sin. The one who in some respects is superior to another is in other respects inferior to him. Every human being is subject to temptation and in need of brotherly interest and sympathy. The exercise of mercy in our daily relations with one another is one of the most effective means of attaining perfection of character, for only those who walk with Christ can be truly merciful.